Hi, this is Michael, speaking to you today about developing a life of devotion, or growing closer to God. A life of devotion is a constant challenge to us. However, we can make significant steps in this direction if we establish devotion as one of our goals. A life of devotion is lived out one day at a time, and sometimes one moment at a time. A life of devotion is like building the Great Wall of China around us. It is a fortress and a defense against the attacks of Satan. The evil one would like us to believe that this is too daunting of a challenge for us. But we can be devoted to God more easily if we can break life up into smaller steps. I would like to point out some steps that we can take to make our lives of devotion to God more real and grow closer to Him. The first step is prayer. Now that's no big surprise, but it really is an important building block of our foundation with God. By prayer, I mean growing in the habit of simply talking about our day with God. This is so important because God wants us to give Him our hearts and our thoughts and our feelings on even a moment-by-moment basis. God is constantly aware of them anyway, and wants us to offer these things up to Him so that He can establish an intimacy and a closeness with Him that He has desired for an eternity. Now, worship is also an important part of our prayers. Reflecting on the greatness of God should only increase our devotion. Declaring His majesty burns passion into our hearts. The power of prayer is often referred to in Scripture. Some of these references are found, for instance, in Psalm 5, verse 3, and it says, "In the morning, O Lord, I hear your voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you, and I wait in expectation." Or in Psalm 55, verse 17, "Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and He hears my voice." Or in Psalm 119, verse 47, it says, "For I delight in your commands because I love them." In Zechariah 8, verse 21, it says, "And the inhabitants of one city will go to another and say, 'Let us go at once and entreat the Lord and seek the Lord Almighty, for I myself am going.'" Other references include Acts 10, verse 2, where it says, "He and all his family were devout and God-fearing and gave generously to those in need, and prayed to God regularly." In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, it says, "Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith." In 1 Timothy 5, verse 5, it says, "The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her help in God and continues night and day to pray and ask God for help." Prayer is essential to having a life of devotion or even having a relationship with God. How can we have an intimate relationship with someone we do not know? Prayer is the lifeblood and the oxygen of devotion. Prayer is not just telling God what we think, it's getting to know Him. Getting to know Him is the most wonderful and marvelous thing. Getting to know Him is the greatest adventure that we could ever have. Now, seeking is another step in the life of devotion. If we treasure something, we do not seek it just one at a time. We seek it repeatedly in many different ways. Your life will be filled by what you seek. Are we seeking the Lord or our own reward? What are we seeking? When we seek other things but the Lord, it leaves our life in emptiness. But seeking the Lord brings us to fullness. Have we thought about what we're really looking for? Do we use circumstances to find God, or do the circumstances use us? Scriptures that point out this are Acts 17, verse 27. God did this so that man would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Matthew 6, verse 33 states, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." All these things, all what we need in the treasures of heaven too. How good is our God, and how amazing that he is so kind to us. In Zephaniah 2, verse 3, it says, "Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land. You do what he commands. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. Perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger." We will find what we seek. Where our heart lies will be our treasure also. What are we seeking when we meet each other? Are we just trying to use the situation to our own advantage? How would Jesus handle the situation? Are we trying to be more like him? Now, studying the Word is another way of growing in devotion and becoming closer to God. Studying the Word of God is like eating food. Without food, our spiritual life will starve and we will face eternal punishment. It is vital to grow in a life of studying the Word of God. How much time do we spend thinking about what it says to us? Do we use it and spread it around in our daily lives? Can we use it as a weapon when we are sad or upset? Do we use it to rejoice? In the Word of God lies incredible power and wisdom. In these words we find the mind and the heart of God. The Word of God can move us in the right directions in our lives. This word should convict us, but not condemn us. The Word of God is a lamp to our feet and leads us on the path of righteousness and eternal life. Some scriptures to consider here are, "I can do everything through him who gives me strength." That's Philippians 4, verse 13. And Deuteronomy 11, verse 18, it says, "Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads." I guess God really wants us to pay attention to his word from that one, doesn't he? In Revelation 3, verse 20, it says, "The Lord calls, 'Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come and eat with him, and he with me.'" Now, repeating and desiring acts of love is another way of growing in our devotion. This increases our capacity for devotion. Expressing love is the passionate desire of God's heart. Do we live our life to love or just be loved? It's important to be able to receive and give love. How many people are slowly dying because they are not loved? We can be devoted to God and to people at the same time. Too often we're just devoted to our own interests and our own kingdoms, while others around us starve and die and suffer. When we meet God one day, we will see all of this very clearly. May we spend our lives loving and giving love. May we spend our time building love in the kingdom of God. A simple act of kindness can be a powerful act of love. These acts can and do change lives. Devotion enables us to be the servant that touches the heart of others. Many exhortations to love are found in the scriptures. Some of them are, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 says, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal." In Galatians 5, verse 5:13, it says, "You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge a sinful nature, but rather serve one another in love." In Philippians 1, verse 9, it says, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in the knowledge and depth and insight." In 1 John 4, verse 21, it says, And he has given us this command, whoever loves God must also love his brother." In 1 John 2, verse 10, it says, "Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there is nothing in him to make him stumble." Perseverance is another way of growing closer to God and developing a life of devotion. Perseverance is the heartbeat of devotion. We need to see and experience acts of faithfulness in our lives. This gives us courage and the strength to persevere for others. Too many things are fleeting and temporary. We need goals to work for and people to cherish. A devoted life for God is a meaningful life. Perseverance is the trademark of a powerful weapon for good. Perseverance provides a place of safety and a haven of rest for a weary world. When was the last time we needed someone to be faithful to us? If no one perseveres, how will we conquer and how will we triumph? Scriptures that encourage us to persevere are Galatians 6, verse 9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up." Or John 15, verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." In Romans 2, verse 7, it says, "To those who by persistence, by doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life." Maybe I better repeat that again, because I didn't say that very clearly. In Romans 2, verse 7, it says, "To those who, by persistence in doing good, seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life." There, that was better. In Acts 13, verse 43, it says, "When the congregation was dismissed, many of the Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who talked with them and urged them to continue in the grace of God." Hebrews 12:1 says, "Therefore we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us." In Job 17, verse 9, it says, "Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to their ways, and with clean hands will grow stronger." What a wonderful promise. In 1 Peter 1, verse 13, it says, "Therefore prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given to you when Jesus Christ is revealed." 2 Timothy 3, verse 14 says, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have been convinced of, because you know those from whom you have learned it." Turning from the world is an essential part of growing in devotion. Turning from the world and turning to God is essential in holy devotion. We need to grow in devotion by looking at God rather than the world. However, we cannot ignore the world because we must live in it for now. We can use the things in the world without worshiping them. Things have been created by God to use and give away. People like to worship things because it is easier and more fun to do. The more we look at God, the more like Him we will become. God is spectacular, magnificent, holy, and endless. He is all-powerful, glorious, delightful, and tenderly inviting. God is timeless, and a vast treasure. I can't say enough about him. The world is an infinite speck of worthlessness when God is not our center. An infinite speck of worthlessness compared to a mighty, beautiful, and majestic God. Scriptures that speak of this include Luke 21, verse 34. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And on that day, it will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. Matthew 16, verse 26 says, what good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Romans 12, verse 2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what is his pleasing and perfect will. Colossians 3, verse 2 says, set your minds on the things above, not on earthly things. Titus 2 states, it teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. James 4, verse 4 says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. What a statement to ponder. And then 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of the Father is not in him. What would it be like if we met God without the love of the Father being in us? Now the Holy Spirit creates and uses devotion to bring us and others into an eternity with God. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to shower us with the grace of devotion. Devotion to God is His path to exquisite delights and unspeakable joy. Won't you come down with me on this road? Thank you so much for the time you spent today listening to this podcast. May God bless you and always be with you.